WABOO, Portland, Oregon, 90.7 FM on your Portland dial. KBOO.FM on your everywhere on earth internet dial. Stay safe, stay sane, stay tuned. KBOO, the best in community radio.
Our goal is to create an atmosphere devoid of genre, a place where quality is key. It's important for the world and future generations to understand the power of art and music. Ultimately, we are doing our part to carry on tradition. Tune into Passing Sound, the first Saturday of each month at 10 p.m. on KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM, or KBOO.FM, where we make musical structures for the listener to enjoy.
Oh, well, KBOO 90.7, Dasha T said that.
Welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy here at the Church of Stop Shopping in lovely downtown Brooklyn, New York. Come on in. We got some empty seats right over here. Pull up a chair. Today, we're working on something that's so kind of, we feel like we all have it. It's common. It's everyday. It's an emotion. Gratitude. Gratitude. We have someone to be grateful to before us today. Asha, the mother of our anchor of the news from the natural world, which has come to you in just a few minutes. Savitri D at the microphone. Well, Asha has had a big impact on this Earth Church. And so gratitude for someone who has been such a teacher, such an intimate, such an informant about life. The gratitude, sometimes we think of it as being very monochromatic. It's like automatic. Thank you. Gratitude has colorations and complexities. It's as complex as a forest. It's like the natural world. When your teacher is bringing to you the whole of life, that whole ecosystem, and teaching you how to deal with it, we have a gratitude that is that is unending. It's deep. It's wide. I've got a lot of it right now, Asha. Thank you for the impact that you have had on our effort to make a non-denominational, everybody's welcome kind of Earth Church. You know, we're doing that because you welcomed us to yours. And here we go. Earth-alleluia for Asha. Why? Because gratitude is one of the main kinds of music that comes out of love. All those musical instruments that love has in its symphony, loyalty and trust and intimacy, forgiveness and information, teaching, risk, all of those, the whole symphony, I feel it right now playing for us. And we offer our gratitude to you just because of the love, just because.
Because the time of my life is flying by yours. The birds of our bodies fly through the hours. Because you walk by me and I walk by you. Everyone with ever love is walking by too. Because because the air around you breathes like life. I promise the four walls a kiss goodnight, because our hours are ours, our whispers apart. Our quiet wildness is a cry of our heart, because the time of my life is flying by yours. The birds of our bodies fly through the hours, because you walk by me and I walk by you. Everyone we've ever loved is walking by too, because the air around you breathes like life. I promise the four walls will kiss goodnight, because ours and ours are whispers apart. Our quiet wildness is the cry of our heart, because the time of my life is flying by yours. The birds of our bodies fly through the hours, because you walk by me and I walk by you. Everyone we've ever loved is walking by too, because the air around you breathes like life. I promise the four walls a kiss goodnight, because hours and hours are whispers apart. A quiet wildness is the cry of our heart.
Ritual Gratitude and the Robots of Death. Somehow, in the first days after Occupy's life in the park, a week or so after the eviction by the Wall Street Army, the Zuccotti Kitchen folks were able to cook a turkey dinner and deliver it by bicycle to a group of us who were occupying an ATM lobby of the Bank of America at Houston and Lafayette. And we were very thankful for our Thanksgiving dinner. We looked for a gesture to tell the story of Bank of America's eviction of so many millions. In American culture, you need that. You need a simple Bible story, a parable, the image of a slingshot David, of Gandhi marching to the sea, of Dr. King on Pettus Bridge. And so you've seen Daniel in the lion's den, you've smelled Jonah in the whale. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's give a warm welcome to Thanksgiving at the Bank of America. The Thanksgiving dinner was served inside the blood-red walls and silent cash machine robots of the B of A lobby. We carried in our food, a small parade from a nearby alleyway, with our dinner props in the hands of Picture the Homeless, PTH, and the Stop Shopping Church community, with no security except the ever-present surveillance cameras, of course. We entered the lobby and began to decorate the place with tables, doilies, crystal, flowers, and even pictures on the walls, among them family scenes by Norman Rockwell. With the layering of the family theater of Thanksgiving over the red plastic and big posters and glassy environment of the bank's lobby, we felt the reversion back to the era of good feeling that bank marketing still attempts around the edges with their happy actors and their gleaming graphics. And we were looking around for cops. Nothing yet. We begin to eat, while the choir quietly hums its harmonies, swaying, standing between the table and the ATM machines. The act of eating has an immediate and mysterious effect on us. It calms us and humors us. At the table in the Jesus Christ position is our guest of honor, Ms. Kendall Jackman, recently evicted illegally by Bank of America's foreclosure mills. The regal Harlem mother feasts solemnly on turkey while we sing. And then she tells her story. We listen to the description of the fine print in the contract, the smiling mortgage agent, 2.5 years before, and it is an important fact that even as Kendall went into the shelter system, her apartment remained empty. One of the pictures we put up on the wall is a lithograph by Kurt Vonnegut, our old mentor, a sneaky departure from our Life magazine decor. We brought it for good luck. It was a gift to us. It was entitled The Three Magi from the View of the Christ Child. And it's a picture with six eyes floating in a tangle of orbs and curves. Father Kurt, we recreate the ambience of Kendall's home, like so many destroyed by this criminal bank, there in that red lobby. The robotic cash machines stand stolidly by, unable to stop us. During the meal, police drive by on Houston Street and they wave. The Thanksgiving ritual has its own power and creates a kind of micro-government, encouraging bank customers to walk carefully through us, through our dining room, treating us respectfully. With such a devil as B of A, we are able to protest crimes against the earth as well as their crimes against society. The bank that illegally evicts the most people is also among the top investors in dirty coal. They invest in climate change. So the destruction of the family home is equated here with the destruction of the large home of the earth. We made media from our Thanksgiving, videos and photographs. We wondered if we were on the right track. Activism that goes to the oldest homespun rituals. Yes, we decided there is a surprising power here, as unlikely as it might feel to an activist. The arrangement of loving, the conscious creation of a family memory of that old meal It has the seed revolution in it. Gratitude and the gift. The gift and gratitude. Back and forth.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Researchers have discovered a universal mathematical formula that can describe any bird's egg existing in nature. A significant step in understanding not only the shape of the egg, but also how and why it evolved. Egg shape has long attracted the attention of mathematicians, engineers, and biologists from an analytical point of view. The shape has been highly regarded for its evolution as large enough to incubate an embryo, small enough to exit the body in the most efficient way, not roll away once laid, is structurally sound enough to bear weight, and be the beginning of life for so many species. The egg has been called the perfect shape. This new universal mathematical formula for egg shape is based on four parameters: egg length, maximum breadth, shift of the vertical axis, and the diameter at 1/4 of the egg length. In the search for life elsewhere, astronomers have mostly looked for planets of a similar size, mass, temperature, and atmospheric composition to Earth. However, astronomers from the University of Cambridge believe there are more promising possibilities out there. The researchers have identified a new class of habitable planets dubbed Hycean planets, hot, ocean-covered planets with hydrogen-rich atmospheres, which are more numerous and observable than Earth-like planets. The researchers say the results could mean that finding biosignatures of life outside our solar system within the next 2 or 3 years is a real possibility. A new study suggests that all living snakes evolved from a handful of species that survived the giant asteroid impact that wiped out the dinosaurs and most other living things at the end of the Cretaceous period. The authors say that this devastating extinction event was a form of creative destruction that allowed snakes to diversify into new niches previously filled by their competitors. A new study finds that SARS-CoV-2 is evolving toward more efficient aerosol generation, and loose-fitting masks provide significant but only modest source control. Until vaccination rates are very high, continued layered controls, including improved ventilation, increased filtration, UV air sanitation, and tight-fitting masks, are critical to protect people in public-facing jobs and indoor spaces. Smoke and ash from the 2019-2020 Australian wildfires triggered widespread algal blooms in the southern ocean thousands of miles downwind, a new study finds. The study is the first to conclusively link a large-scale response in marine life to fertilization by iron aerosols from wildfire emissions. It raises intriguing questions about the role wildfires may play in spurring the growth of marine phytoplankton, which absorbs large quantities of climate-warming carbon dioxide from Earth's atmosphere through photosynthesis and are the foundation of the oceanic food web. Evidence shows that tiny aerosol particles of iron in the windborne smoke and ash fertilized the water as they fell into it, providing nutrients to fuel blooms at a scale unprecedented in that region. The Antarctic ice sheet is the largest mass of ice in the world, holding around 60% of the world's fresh water. If it all melted, global average sea levels would rise by 58 meters. Scientists don't know exactly how global warming will affect this great ice sheet. This knowledge gap was reflected in the latest report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. It contains projections from models in which important processes affecting the ice sheets, known as feedbacks and tipping points, are absent, because scientific understanding is lacking. Current projections of ice sheet melt are so wide that developing ways for societies to adapt will be incredibly expensive and difficult. Firefighters wrapped the base of the world's largest tree in a fire-resistant blanket as they tried to save a famous grove of gigantic old-growth sequoias from wildfires burning in California's rugged Sierra Nevada. The colossal General Sherman tree in Sequoia National Park's giant forest. Some other sequoias, the Giant Forest Museum, and some other buildings were wrapped as protection against the possibility of intense flames. The aluminum wrapping can withstand intensive heat for short periods. Federal officials say that they have been using the material for several years throughout the U.S. West. Thousands of migrating birds have been welcomed back to New Zealand with the sound of cathedral bells after making one of the longest avian migration flights in the world. Eastern Bartail Godwits, or Kwaka in Maori, landed on Motuka Sandspit at the top of the South Island on Tuesday, where they rested following the 6,200-mile nonstop flight from the Arctic. In New Zealand, some 80,000 godwits arrive and move into harbors and estuaries across the two islands. The species is in decline due to the collapsing food supply in the Yellow Sea. Last year, one godwit was tracked flying more than 7,500 miles from Alaska to New Zealand, setting a new world record for avian nonstop flight. Satellite imagery shows that logging activity is spreading from peripheral areas of the Amazon toward the rainforest's core. The satellite-based mapping of 7 of Brazil's 9 Amazonian states shows a terrifying pattern of logging advance that cleared an area 3 times the size of the city of Sao Paulo between August 2019 and July 2020 alone. At the state level, lack of transparency in logging data makes it impossible to calculate how much of the timber production is illegal. Evidence of cutting in indigenous reserves and conservation units where logging is prohibited make clear that illegal logging accounts for much of the activity. A record number of environmental activists were killed in 2020, and the blame lies squarely on extractive industries, including agribusiness and logging. The number of documented killings, 227, occurred across the world, but in especially high numbers throughout Latin America and the Amazon. According to the report published late Sunday by Global Witness, the real number is likely to be higher. On average, our data shows that 4 defenders have been killed every week since the signing of the Paris Climate Agreement. But this shocking figure is almost certainly an underestimate, with growing restrictions on journalism and other civic freedoms meaning cases are likely being unreported. Several members of a troop of Western lowland gorillas at the Atlanta Zoo have tested positive for the coronavirus after handlers noticed many of the great apes were showing signs of mild coughing, runny noses, and a small loss of appetite. President Biden is directing the labor officials in his administration to draft a set of rules that businesses would have to follow during extreme heat, a regulation advocates have increasingly clamored for as a warming climate raises new risks for workers. And now, the sounds of extinction, medicinal plant knowledge. A study at the University of Zurich in Switzerland shows that a large proportion of existing medicinal plant knowledge is linked to threatened indigenous languages. In a regional study of the Amazon, New Guinea, and North America, researchers concluded that 75% of medicinal plant uses are known in only one language. The study evaluated 645 plant species in the northwestern Amazon and their medicinal uses, according to the oral tradition of 37 languages. It found that 91% of this knowledge exists in a single language, and that the extinction of that language implies the loss of the medicinal knowledge as well.
Oh,
Earth Church service dedicated to, you know, bringing together some experiences with our gratitude, expressing our gratitude to our teacher and mother, Asha Greer. Thank you so much, Asha. Thank you so much. What a life you have given to us. And so we move on. We move on. First of all, let's just be grateful for this thing that we have right in front of us, this 29 minutes. Francisca Benitez and your Because song. And the gratitude song, composed by Savitri D, daughter of Asha. And thank you very much to Jason Candler, our editor, who put together his brew of African birds there after the Because song. Thank you to the people that gathered with us in the B of A lobby. Thank you to the kitchen of Occupy Wall Street in Zuccotti Park for creating a Thanksgiving dinner for us there. Kendall Jackman, who was evicted by the illegal machinations of B of A, and all the people, all the con men that work there to make people lose their homes. This is going back 10 years, but we remember how hard that was on millions of Americans. I'm so grateful to all of you. Thank you to the Backbone Hemp community of Oakland, Maryland. Thank you so much for your gift that came in the mail yesterday, Catherine and the family. Oh, onward for the earth. Onward. Thank you, Asha. Thank you. Earth-a-lu-yah. Earth-a-lu-yah.
Good morning and welcome to Film at 11 here on your community radio, KBOO Portland. This week, as Thanksgiving looms, we mix a blend of old and new